got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, she's really good because she spends a lot of time on the couch in the afternoons just laying there like a Jabba the Hutt.
Well, clearly it's paid off. Like,
she's really good.
A contest and everything now, okay?
Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for calling us so early.
I'm ready. Yeah, let's do this.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you work? Who are you?
I do. So I work at the UPS store. Shout out to the UPS store. Yeah, so I'm heading in early this morning. We have some printing. We specialize in printing. So I have some printing to do, so I'm pretty excited about that. So I figure, you know what? Since I'm up this morning, let's go ahead and give you guys a shout.
Hells to the yes. I will tell you that I'm basically on a first-name basis with the fine people at my UPS store because I return so many things on Amazon that my wife buys.
That's okay. We love that. I love seeing you guys are our friends now, okay,
so
whether you know
positive.
It or not.
You're so sweet. Aww. When I've asked the UPS employees, I'm like, do you get sick of these Amazon packages? And they just look at me and just go, yes, they nod. You're one of the good ones, Rachel.
Yes.
You're one of the good ones. All right, so do you know a lot about pop culture?
You know, I feel like I might. You know, okay. I'd hate to toot my own horn and, you know, I'm not even going to speak into existence, but a miserable performance.
All right, Katie, you have anything? You have anything to say to Rachel?
No, just good luck. I mean, we have fun with it, so make sure you just have fun.
Get the heck out of here now.
Okay, I'm going.
We got to make Katie leave the studio so she doesn't hear the questions. She goes into a little soundproof booth. Get out of here! Go! You want to talk some smack, Rachel, while she's gone?
How long do I have?
No. Oh, yeah. You're funny.
Good.
I like you.
I like that.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the same five questions. Each of you are getting the same five questions. Best out of five will win, and the ties always go to Katie because we made up the rules, all right?
All right, Okay, let's go.
All right, let me write your name down here. Rachel against Katie. All right, here is your first question, Rachel. What shoe brand with built-in wheels became a popular fad in the late 90s? What's the name of those shoes?
Wheelies.
Wheelies? Is that your final answer? Are you there?
Are you contemplating?
Yes, no, I am, but no, I'm sticking with it. Wheelies.
Okay. Wheelies with a W. Okay, I put down wheelies. Here is your second question. What customizable doll with oversized heads were introduced in 2001, and they were marketed as the girls with a passion for fashion?
The LOL girl dolls?
LOL dolls. I will put that down. Here is your third question, sweet Rachel. What is Benson?
I might be a disadvantage. I don't have kids. Are these catered to people with kids? No, I'm just
kidding. No. How about this one? Let's give you the third one. What is...
No.
This guy's a big deal. We just gave away tickets. His concert sold out in like 9 seconds. What is Benson Boone's signature move when he's on stage? What's his move?
Oh, my goodness. What is that called? I can see it in my mind. Oh, I'm going to have to take a guess on it because I don't know.
It's all right. Guess.
Benson Boone Swoon.
The BB Swoon.
That's a good guess.
That's a cute little answer.
I like
right
it.
There. All right. Here is your fourth question. What teen clothing retailer dominated the malls in the late 2000s with moody lighting and shirtless models? What was that retailer?
Abercrombie & Fitch.
A&F. All right, here is your final question. Name the dad in the TV show Married with Children. What was his name?
Big Al. Old Al Bundy.
Big Al Bundy. All right, I put that down. Part two of Katie Crush. We got Rachel back on the line. Rachel, how do you feel like you did with your questions?
You know, I'm not 100%, but you know what? I gave it a solid effort.
You really did. Well, let's find out which ones.
I'm so disappointed. I tried to call. My nephew was here all summer visiting me, working with me every morning, and we tried to call every morning.
And now
he
he's
didn't
gone.
Get through, and he had to go back to school. So now I have to hide this from him.
No, it's all right. Tell you what, we're going to make this a podcast so you can go back and send it to him, all right? And say, hey, I made it on the air with JKJ. All right.
Yes.
I'm going to give Katie these same five pop culture questions that I gave you. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. All right, Katie, you ready?
I'm ready.
What shoe brand with built-in wheels became a popular fad in the late 90s?
Oh, it's Wheelies!
Wheelies
yes.
is wrong!
No, you're wrong! That's Wheelies all day!
Rachel also said Wheelies, which is wrong!
What? No, you're wrong!
One simple letter change. I was looking for Heelys!
Heelys.
Oh. Heelys is what I was looking for.
Yep.
You Rachel, you said Wheelies too?
You moron.
I did because that's what they are.
I totally thought no, that's what we called
the
them.
The wheel is in the heel.
That's
They're called
right.
Heelys.
They are Heelys.
Not Wheelies. All right, so you both got that one wrong. Here's your second question. What customizable dolls with oversized heads, much like you, Katie, introduced in 2001 were marketed as the girls with a passion for fashion?
Oh, I know. Zoe got these... Loved them, and the head is filled with brains, Jared. Just want you to know. They're brats, right?
Brats is...
Brats dolls.
Correct. Yes. Rachel said LOL dolls, which is
wrong. That's close. They look very similar.
Oh. Katie, here's your third question. Okay. What is Mr. Benson Boone's signature move when he's on stage?
Oh, he does his backflip.
Backflip is...
Yes.
Correct.
I kind of
like
the Benson
although
Boone
I want to give her a point because she called it the Benson Boone swoon, which is not right.
I liked
it. He needs
to
call it that from now on, though,
he
Rachel.
Does.
The Benson Boone swoon.
I like that.
Here's your fourth question, Katie. What teen clothing retailer dominated the malls in the late 2000s with moody lighting and shirtless models?
Oh, the shirtless models. It's Abercrombie and Fitch. Oh, they looked so
Abercrombie
good.
Abercrombie and Fitch is
yes.
correct.
It's a memory I'm going to
Rachel
hang on to.
Also said Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes.
Correct.
Didn't even need to buy anything there. Just
yeah.
Right I'm just
now,
looking.
As of right now, it's
I'm just feeling.
It's tied up, but we'll go ahead and give you the fourth one. Name the dad in the TV show Married with Children.
Oh, scored 4 touchdowns in a single game. It's Al Bundy.
Rachel also said Al Bundy. However, that gives Katie the fourth question right. Rachel got 3. Rachel, I'm sorry. Oh. You've been crushed by Katie.
But you did so good. I mean, 3 right. That's
you did pretty
still
good.
Good.
You did get, 3, so darn it.
You know, it's better than 2, so I'll take it.
It is better than 2. Yep. And
thank
it was so
you
fun
so
talking
much.
To you.
Well, it was very nice meeting you. You have a great day, and have fun at the UPS store, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, later,
bye.
Gator. Bye.
Thanks, bye, Rachel.
Did she get 2? No, she only got
She's
2.
She's a sweetheart.
Right? No, she got 3, right? She got the...
She got Abercrombie and Al Bundy. She had BB Swoon, LOL Dolls, and Wheelies. No, she only got 2, right?
She got 2,
you
right.
You totally crushed her today,
but
so...
Still.
I gave her more credit than she deserved. It was very nice meeting her.
Yeah,
though.
She was a fun
sweetheart.
Time, so...
Well, you're going to be you're going to be bragging all week again. You're going to be puffed up and proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Till Friday when we play again.